Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, big old jet airline, oh, don't carry me too far away.
It's kind of fitting. 747, we're talking about 747s. Four-engine plane, iconic. It's got the upper deck, you know, a little hump. It's Air Force One, right? KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg joining us live, sponsored by Celebrity Cruises. Peter, so today is the last delivery from Boeing. They've been making these things for 50 years. Queen of the skies and iconic, as we said. And we were saying earlier, you know, to further that point, when kids learn to draw a plane, sometimes they draw this one. Or the emoji for plane, it's a 747.
Exactly. Today is the 1,574th and final Boeing 747. It's not being delivered to a passenger airline. It's being delivered to a cargo airline. And that means the production line shuts down. You mentioned the Air Force One. There are still two 747s that they're working on. Those are the replacement Air Force Ones that should be delivered early next year. Keep in mind, the reason why they built two more 747s is the original 747 that President Biden flies on has been flown by presidents since George H.W. Bush for more than 33 years, that one plane. They have a backup as well. But there's an old federal regulation that's still on the books that says no U.S. president can fly on any plane with less than four engines. That's why they're delivering two more next year.
You know, Vicky asked me off the air this morning, what makes this so special? I started rattling off a whole bunch of things and it took up like 10 minutes. But to you, what makes this plane so special?
This is the plane that truly democratized air travel. The first big jumbo where you have, and of course, it harkens back to the romance of travel. Or the jet age itself. Remember, I'll give you a piece of trivia. Do you know who christened the 747?
Tell us.
Patricia Nixon, President Nixon's wife, back in 1969. And this really replaced, or actually put the American flag carrier at that time, Pan Am, back into the world leadership position of aviation. And it blazed new trails. When you saw that 747, you knew what it meant.
You know, they've got the 380s, so you've got planes now with upper decks all the way through. But when you're in that small cabin for people who have had the opportunity to do it, and I guess you still can if you fly Lufthansa or KLM or Korean Air or something, because there's a few still going around. But there was nothing like being up there with just like 15 seats.
Exactly. Now, the new versions, or I should say the relatively new version of the 747, has an extended upper deck. The original drawings for the 747 had the upper deck going all the way back to the tail. That never happened. But the good news is, for those people who are plane buffs like me, and I suppose you as well, if you want to still fly the 747, you can. Qantas still is flying a few. Lufthansa is still flying a few. They are out there. And the A380, that's still going to be around for quite some time as well.
It is. It's the romance of the planes. And you were talking earlier about how the people gather over by In-N-Out, right? You get your burger and you just watch the planes. So, hey, Peter, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to butt in here and, interrupt the romance. Today is National Plan for Vacation Day. And I think a lot of us are planning for vacations. We were talking about that, too. Are there any places that you would recommend that we can get, good deals on? How's the dollar working out? What are we looking at for our vacations?
Well, first of all, I'm reacting in shock that we actually have a plan for vacation day. But now that we do, the idea here is to follow the power of the U.S. dollar. You're going to see airfare sales pop up for the next 2 to 3 weeks for destinations in Europe, whether it's Portugal or the United Kingdom or Spain, where the dollar is so strong against the euro or the British pound. And those deals will be good through around the 15th of May. So if you're planning for it, do it now when you see those pop-up sales happen.
You should have seen Mike's eyes light up when he says, Spain, ooh. Okay, so when you book online, everything changed during the pandemic. Everything's different, right, since then, and remote work and all that. But when you book a flight online, is there a day or a time or a method, incognito or otherwise, where you really can get the best fares?
Well, first of all, I'm going to get into the whole idea of booking online. But for domestic flights, the best time to book online is Sunday evening around 7 p.m. That it's changed over the years, but that seems to be the best time when airfares get consolidated and resolved. But the whole idea for me is not to book online. It's to research online and then book with a human being, because what you're seeing online is not the full inventory. It's only the inventory that the travel provider, whether it's an airline, a cruise ship, or a hotel, is giving to that online travel agency. How many times have you gone online to see only two seats available or only three rooms available? That's only two or three rooms or two or three seats in their allotment. That doesn't mean that the hotel isn't empty.
KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.